Time to talk business now with the editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
On Friday mornings, we talk about the week's economic stories. And we saw a big business deal in Sacramento this week with Sutter Health buying Radiological Associates of Sacramento. What's this going to mean for patients?
We don't know yet, but it certainly means consolidation. Sutter will absorb most of Radiological Associates' 800 employees and 60 of its 74 physicians. That'll give it more clout in the market. But what it means for consumers and employers, it remains to be seen. These are private companies. They don't have to tell us what the financial terms are, but certainly it's going to be good for Sutter and probably for RIS as well. You know, for years, these two companies have had a close partnership, and then they had a rather bitter public split in 2010 when they couldn't agree on a contract.
So this is a pretty dramatic reconciliation.
Sort of like a girlfriend and a boyfriend who split up and then after 3 years suddenly decide to get married. There's a lot of pressure really on both of them, though, economically, to get back together. Healthcare reform has put a lot of pressure on providers to cut costs. Also, you know, Sutter and RIS were both having trouble sort of making the radiological piece of the business work well without each other. So from a business perspective, the deal makes sense.
Well, we've got the holiday shopping season just around the corner. And Jack, a couple of weeks ago, you told me things were looking good for retailers. You still feel the same way?
Maybe not. It's all a matter of crystal ball gazing at this point, of course. But I am concerned about national surveys that suggest that we could see a more anemic growth in holiday sales, more in the 3% range than a higher number that I was expecting. You know, the government shutdown, uncertainty about jobs, those are the kinds of things that economists say, you know, can drag down the numbers. I'm still betting the number will end up higher. People are tired of hunkering down. But, you know, I have to admit that personally, I plan to spend Black Friday as far away from the mall as I possibly can to just to preserve life and limb, if nothing else.
Well, yeah, I know stores are opening earlier than ever and pushing doorbuster deals like they've never done before.
Sonia Osorich, our retail writer, reported this week that OSHA actually issued a worker safety precaution this week about Black Friday. The agency noted it's been 5 years since a retail worker was killed. But as in past years, you know, we're also seeing a number of new stores opening just in time for the holidays. A clothing store and another branch of the accessory store, Claire's, are opening this week in Palladio and Folsom, for example.
I wanted to get an update on a story. Some civic groups recently put together a hackathon-style event to brainstorm the region's brand identity. They were trying to find a new slogan to market the Sacramento region. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, it was a very interesting event. About 250 people from all kinds of businesses showed up at an empty hangar at Sacramento International Airport to come up with competing ideas. It's an open question in my mind whether you get better results with lots of amateurs like this event as opposed to a small group of professional marketers, but certainly got people thinking about the problem, which has benefits in itself.
What did they come up with?
So we ended up with three taglines as finalists, which I'll offer up here with no editorial commentary. Do it here was one. Real life grows here was the second. And no off season was the third. A lot of participants, as you can tell, saw the region's agricultural bounty and natural beauty and sort of laid-back lifestyle as selling points. So efforts to create graphics and a marketing campaign about around the winter are scheduled for later this spring.
And we posted a link to the Sac Region Brandathon vote at our website. That's also where you can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org. Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.